This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last night in Green Bay, they played a football game, and now it's being replayed, all the officiating mistakes and things that we saw there. Take me through this, because I'll go back to, and I know this is almost provincial and elementary, but at home we see the replays and whatnot, and we say, what is it they don't see that I see? Let's start with the hand of the face calls.
Okay, well, first of all, I did not watch the game because I was in a car driving back from Vail, Colorado, and we happened to be close to Rapid City, South Dakota, so we pulled in for the night. By the time we got in there, the game was over,
yeah.
But I did see some of the so-called highlights, if you want to call them that. I'd say mostly lowlights that they put on at ESPN. So I looked at that, and they were talking about the two hands to the face calls. And I can tell you, there is no way that those are balls. But I can also tell you, interestingly enough, what's probably going on here, because I just got off the phone with one of the active officials who was on my crew. And I don't know what game he had, but he was ranting and raving. And he says, these people up in New York don't know what the heck they're doing. They've got this so screwed up, everybody's confused. They don't know what to call, what not to call. And they're dinging officials left and right. So he says, I told him about that game, and he says, I can tell you exactly what happened. The guy probably got three or four dings last week, and now he's going to pick up on anything that's even close.
Oh, because the referee is so worried that he didn't call enough stuff last week.
Right. And that's what's happening. You know, if you get too many downgrades in this business, you're not going to get a playoff game. And or if you get too many consecutive years, you're not going to have a job anymore. So he says the stuff coming out of the league office now, the people up there are laying it on so thick that the officials are totally confused. So they're calling anything now. He said we had 35 penalties in our game. That's impossible. He says, because they got drilled the week before, they're calling anything that looks like a foul. In my opinion, what's happened is New York, and I don't know if it's coming from the commissioner, if it's coming from the competition committee, or if it's coming from the coaches or whatever, but they've taken common sense out of the game relating to officiating.
Well, the interference call that wasn't called, I thought those were going to be reversed this year. And I was watching and didn't have audio up. What happened on that? You can challenge that, right?
Well, it depends on what had occurred. If it was in the last 2 minutes, it's automatically reviewed. But that's a challengeable play if it's outside of it.
Unless you've used up your challenge, I guess. And I don't know if they had or not.
Yeah. If you don't have any more timeouts or if you don't have any challenges left, then there's nothing you can do. So what these coaches are probably doing, they're waiting until, you know, way towards the end of the game before they're going to challenge anything, because if something might come up in the last portion of the game where it might be a game decider.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they're just waiting.
Sure, because if you have that call going gets you on second down, you might say, hey, we're better off. I think we can still get a first down here, and then I save my challenge for when I need it.
Right, exactly right. What they should do, first of all, they should never put any penalties in replay. That's a can. I told you that when you talked to me last time. This is going to open up a whole can of worms, and it has. It's confused everybody, and they don't know what they can do anymore. They don't know what they can't do. It's just confusing, and it's totally, you should never put penalties involved. Now, where's it going to stop? Once you open the door to put that kind of thing in there, where's it going to stop next year? Next year, if some team gets shafted on a holding call, and the team loses as a result of that, are they going to throw holding in there next year? The year after that?
Well, that's the other, exactly. I mean, so now we can just review everything, right?
Yeah. So where do you stop it now? They should have never opened that door, and it's totally confusing to even the players. They don't know what they can do anymore, and it's coming from the league office, and I don't know if it's Goodell or Alberto Riveron or it's competition committee or wherever, but I talked to a lot of the officials, and he says, it is so screwed up. We don't know what the hell to call anymore.
So after a game like that of the week, do all officials see all the controversial, what they consider to be controversial calls? Do they get access to that, and they send them out so that you know what happened, why it was called, and what to call? How do they correct these things on the fly?
Well, they have what they call a training tape, and that is they take excerpts from every single game of the prior week, things like you just mentioned. And they say, okay, now just look at this situation. That's a great no call. We don't want you to call this kind of thing. Or they'll look at another play like those hands to the face. They're going to say, that is not what we want called, period. And especially in a situation like that. I mean, those were critical, critical plays that enabled, in my opinion, it enabled Green Bay to win that game.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a direct correlation in this case because of the nature of the game. And I mean, you're talking about division, you know, the formulation right now of teams that are contending for a division title. Detroit looked pretty good so far. Green Bay's been okay, had a little bit of luck, et cetera, and now they get that again. I mean, this is paramount in December.
Exactly, exactly. I get a lot of comments, as you can well imagine, from football fans who knew I was an official. And they're saying, what's going on? Jesus, don't fun to watch these games anymore. The flags are flying and blah, blah, blah. And it's calling this, calling that, blah, blah, blah. And I tell them the same thing I just told you. They are totally confused at the moment. Right now, the officiating staff is wondering, where in the world are we going to add common sense to this? And I'll give you an example. I mean, in my days, early in my career, we used to have a situation if the wide receivers false started and or one of the running backs. And no defense came across, and they got reset. We never called that kind of stuff.
Yep, because it didn't affect anything.
Right, it had no effect on anything. So why in the world do you want to call that kind of thing? But now, they don't care if there's an effect or not. So they say, call it, call it, call it, call it. Boom, and there you go. And that's what's happening. These people, the officiating staff, and they're bringing in, I've talked to you about this before, they're bringing in guys that probably shouldn't be there yet. I'm not saying at some point in time they're not going to be good officials, but they're bringing them in too early. They don't have enough college experience. That's where part of the problem is. And I really saw this when I was working those 2 years for the Vikings. So I got to see every single crew, basically. And I could spot it easily from up in the coach's booth. These guys that were put on there in the back, particularly the back judge, the field judge, and the side judge, because those are guys that make the game-deciding calls. You know, it's pass interference. Sometimes it's a 50-yard penalty. So I saw so many young guys that were calling these things when it should not have been called. It was totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they're still doing it. So that's, you know, I'm starting to rant and rave. But
that's all right. That's what we like to hear, passion.
Because I got off the phone, like I said, with my old side judge.
Yeah.
And he is just livid.
Yeah.
He's been on the league for 20 some years, and he's got guys, he said, I got guys up there telling me after 20 years how I should call pass interference.
Oh, great.
They've only been in the league office for like 2 or 3 years. So,
there's nothing like a good academic telling you,
Yeah.
The professor that never worked in the real world telling you how to work in the real world. I hear you.
Exactly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.